The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, presented by the Nation Network. Subscribe for free on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Oilers Nation Radio episode 56,000. Why did we get rid of that intro? That
was 275. We originally got rid of it because it didn't meet the sponsor requirements.
Oh, but we had a sponsor in there.
We lost every sponsor we have. Yeah. Just kidding. So we're allowed to go back to that one. Voiced by Lisa Evans.
Shout out to Lisa Evans.
It is funny how it says iTunes, but now we just call it Apple Podcasts.
Does it say? Oh, well, Rick will appreciate that.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, presented by the Nation Network. Subscribe for free on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You gotta pay $1.29 to listen to every episode of this podcast.
Speaking of which, happy birthday to Rick. He's not here
because
he's probably paying $1.29 per song on iTunes.
He's still the other guy who's on our pod. Nick Alberg is joining us, by the way.
I'm replacing Rick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rick with Nick.
And like within the last year, he was still, he was on Spotify or Apple Music. He was paying $1.29 a song still.
Yeah.
How do you do
that? I didn't even know that that was a thing that still happened.
I still have LimeWire.
Yeah.
Like on your computer.
They kept it up for just Rick. They kept that part of the system up.
Oh shit, that guy from Memphis is ordering songs again.
There's still revenue to be coming from this, you guys. Keep
it going. All right, Leafs Nation Radio. Dan's here. Liam's here. Tyler's here. We got Nick Alberga coming in from the Leafs Nation and DailyFaceoff.com. Subbing in for Rick. It's his birthday. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Ooh.
I know. Well, you've got issues with there. Well, at least you're wearing green, though. You got the spirit.
Oh, I forgot about that. I usually wear my England shirt.
That's what you told me yesterday. So I was surprised to see you in a Daily Faceoff hoodie.
Well, I was scrambling this morning.
Mm. Yeah, you had a big day yesterday. We'll get there. Dan and Tyler, though, they're wearing green. Nick and I mean, I'm not Irish. I don't care.
I just never understood it. There is multiple Saint days. Anyone know when St. George's Day is?
Yes. No.
April 23rd, the day before my birthday. Mm. Every year.
I also don't really understand the St. Patrick's Day thing. Like, I'm telling you, once these people...
You do hate snakes, though.
Mm-hmm, I do hate snakes. Yeah. But once these people figure out you can get drunk whenever you want...
Bring your own food color and if you want it to be green.
You know, the reason I wear green is because of this social contract that we've all agreed to that you could be pinched if you don't wear it.
Mm. If someone pinches me, I'm hitting them.
I hate it.
Well, no, you're covered. Big Matt Chapman guy.
And I got this hat just for when we went to Vegas. The first time we went to Vegas.
Which was St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
I can't remember the last time I was pinched.
Well.
We can make that happen.
You don't have green on right now. So.
We can make that happen.
It was bold of the Oilers to play the Dallas Stars the day before St. Patrick's Day.
That was an interesting choice. Yeah. And then they rolled out their green jerseys in the pregame warm-up to confuse everyone. That's right, That was good. It was all green on the ice last night for the pregame warm-up.
They should have just played the game that way.
It would have been slightly confusing.
Smoking the green.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Good point,
but
Nick.
Did we notice that the Oilers have rolled out the same St. Patrick's Day jersey for 3 years running now?
I honestly never pay attention to that.
Yeah, it's that same picnic blanket pattern, shoulder tartan, I guess is what they would call it if it was over there.
Leprechaun-y.
Yeah. And then, of course, they match the Dallas Stars pretty well.
I just imagine Ryan Nugent Hopkins look very handsome. That's all I care about.
Yep.
You know,
Papa Nuge.
For our friends at Oodle Noodle, 18 locations and counting. I must tell you, if you were in Edmonton, though, you can pop in at any of those locations, grab a free Oilers Nation sticker. grab yourself something to eat. It's
the
Friday.
Edmonton locations.
Edmonton locations. If you go into Calgary to that location, you ask for an Oilers Nation sticker, they will slap you in the face.
Someone also DM'd me and said St. Albert was already out.
Oh, that's good.
We got to replenish.
Yeah, we got to replenish.
Tyler went in there. He got his Tokyo glaze with beef.
Mm-hmm.
And he took all your stickers.
Do you know what's funny is I got home last night from the game and it was 3 oodle noodle tubs in my fridge because my roommate ordered oodle noodle. And I was like,
is that what you call your girlfriend as your roommate?
No, I have a roommate too. Oh. Not my girlfriend. And I wonder what flavors he got. And they write them on the side and it's like Tokyo. Tokyo, Tokyo. I've got 3 Tokyos.
Just for the one roommate.
Yeah.
I like this guy.
He orders food for the week rather than going to the grocery store.
Meal prep.
Meal prepping in a way that is, that's an uncommon way of meal prep, but I respect it.
You got to get some oodle noodle while you're in town, Nick.
That's the word. That's the word.
We'll get you there.
I'm into it.
Tyler.
Yep.
Delicious debate. What you got for us?
Do the Oilers still have a shot at the division title?
Can you please give me a math breakdown? I don't know what the standings look like today.
I'm great at math. So yes, I can give you that breakdown. The Oilers right now are 6 points back of the Vegas Golden Knights. They have each played 69 games on the season. The LA Kings are lingering in between. They're 5 points up on the Oilers. Edmonton plays LA twice. They play Vegas twice. They also play Seattle once. So there's kind of your breakdown. If Vegas were to go, they have 13 games to go. If they were to go 7-6 in those 13 games, that would put them up to 104 points, which means the Oilers would need 20 points in their final 13 games. They'd have to go 10-3. So I'll start this off by saying it's unlikely. I think it's probably like a 20% shot is the number I'd put on it. But those head-to-head games, if those break your way and you get red hot for those 4 head-to-heads, all of a sudden you do have a real good shot at it.
How many times have the Oilers played Vegas this year? Twice?
They've played them twice and play them 2 more.
And they've won both.
Yeah, an OT win and the win when we were there.
Okay.
The challenge being for this one, they are back-to-backs. They go Vegas and then they play Vegas in Edmonton and then 2 nights later they're in Vegas playing Vegas again.
Yeah.
So
they'll split. Yeah.
Likely split. Yep. But,
what do you think, Dan?
Looking at the standings, there's still, to me, there's enough fluctuation there that they could do it. I think that Vegas is, I don't know if they're as necessarily as fake as I've been told by other people that they are, but I would be more worried that LA would be hanging up there than I think we could catch Vegas. So I think it's doable.
Liam?
I'm just trying to pull up Vegas's schedule for the remainder of the season before I give my answer.
Like the Oilers schedule, while you're doing that, I can give people a little reminder. They're kind of through the shit sandwich they got dealt there for a straight month in terms of their opponents. Because now you look ahead, Seattle coming up, big game. But this month, you're going to get Arizona twice and San Jose one more time. And then to end the season in April, 2 against Anaheim, 2 against San Jose.
You got to mention the Oilers have lost Anaheim twice this year.
I know.
Yep. Dude, those are trap games. Like they talk about that all over the radio in Canada. I'll say those are trap games. Like people are speculating how many points McDavid's going to get. Like there's going to be a couple losses in there that you're like, the hell was that?
But you even know? If there are a couple losses in there, you should still go 4-2, 4-1.
Yeah.
Whatever that ends up being, 5-2, I forget how many games there were against those crap teams. Like you should still finish a few above 500 and rack up some points there.
Vegas, the Blue Jackets, Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, San Jose, Minnesota, Nashville, LA, Dallas, Seattle.
That's so 9 good teams, 4 crap teams. Counting Calgary's crap.
Nick, what do you think? Outside perspective, can the Oilers
6.9% chance that the Oilers...
Nice.
What's up? How are you? I don't know how much they want it. Like, what does it matter, right? Like,
it's fair. Avoid LA in round one.
But still, like, I look at the Western Conference and I just think every team's going to be sort of scary. Like, even Winnipeg with Hellebuck, like, any team that has a goalie is going to be legit scary in my world. So, like, I don't think anybody's in a position where they're going to... They want to pick their opponents, if that makes sense. Like, I think you just go about your business, do your thing. But I think Vegas has been obviously a revelation. And the way LA has been playing, like, that's probably my pick right now.
I think I'd almost prefer, if it's not going to be Edmonton, I want it to be LA who wins. Because then again, you avoid them in round one. But you're right, Nick. The playoffs are such a crapshoot that, like, any team can beat any team.
Yeah. Well, you might have to face that team anyways if they're the best team. Yeah. So it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah. But also the way I look at it too is I think about last year, Calgary Flames ran away with the Pacific last year. Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
They just
lost.
Playoffs are just a different animal, right?
Well, they almost got beat
by see. You just got to get in and fucking who knows what can happen. Roll the dice. Ettinger. Let's go.
They finished 7 points ahead of the Oilers. Sorry.
I have the LA Kings scheduled.
Go ahead, Liam.
I'll count good teams and crap teams.
Vancouver, Calgary, Winnipeg, St. Louis, Calgary, Edmonton, Seattle, Vancouver, Edmonton, Vegas, Colorado, Vancouver, Anaheim.
Okay, I think I got 5 good teams and 8 crap teams, but I was struggling.
Ran out of fingers.
I was just watching Tyler.
That's your own trick.
I thought you were pull the old shoes off there for counting toes.
Hey, that's not for free.
No. Dogs don't go out for free on this show. Well, they can do it. They need to go on a run. They need to go on a run and they need some luck. And the reality is the Oilers have gotten no luck really with the teams ahead of them at all. LA keeps winning. I know Vegas lost last night to Calgary, but like,
and some,
you know why it's gonna not going to happen? Because Stuart Skinner can't play every game.
Okay, so
like, all right, who had the 9 minute mark for the first piece of Alberga Campbell slander?
Well, walks his cat, guys. He walks his cat.
Where do you play him? You got back to it. You got Arizona game in there. You know,
it's actually pretty easy to find those spots. I play him against
San Jose.
Yeah, I play him against San Jose. They're a little bit worse than Arizona scoring wise.
And I'm going to the Yotes game, so I would like to see.
I'd go
give more excitement.
You can start. You can start the next 2 Mondays because it's San Jose, and then on the 27th you get Arizona with Vegas coming the next night. So you want to save Stu, and then he can have 2 more starts. You can give him one of the San Jose games in April, and there's back to backs against LA and Anaheim. So you give him that Anaheim game.
Boom. Isn't it mildly scary that we're talking about burying a goaltender who makes $5 million a year?
No. Stuart Skinner's been really good, so we're not. It
would be an issue if we didn't have the backup that we do.
Stuart Skinner really
he's insane.
He saved the season. Our season.
Well, I was thinking a couple weeks ago, I think I brought it up on my show,
which is
Leafs Warning Take, Nick Elberger and Jay Rosel every Monday to Friday. Mm-hmm. It was more so did Stuart Skinner's performance save Kenny Holland's job this season? Like if they didn't have Stuart Skinner right now, is Kenny Holland still GM of the Edmonton Oilers?
He would still be GM, we'd be having a conversation this summer probably. Yeah.
Well, I know you would have seen him scrambling instead of to try and find an Ekholm
or something.
Yeah. They would have done that Korpisalo Gavrikov deal, I bet.
Yeah.
So you're right. It would have shifted his mentality. And the thing for him that LA didn't have is the cap crunch that we were in. So he would have been scrambling to try and figure that out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it would have been a conversation in the offseason, I think.
Shout out to Stu.
I was just going to say
all you can say. Savior. Shout out to Skinner because he really did bail the Oilers out this season. I expected him to perform well. He just kind of that first taste that he got last year, I was expecting him to play well, but I did not expect him to carry the mail. Nope. I knew Campbell was going to be up and down, but this first season, boy.
Yeah, but
where are the ups?
You know what the X factor is though? Like Woodcroft, right? From the AHL. He knew his guy, right?
He does know his guy.
So that's right away. When I saw Skinner getting some playing time late in the last season, I'm like, this guy's legit. Obviously he's got the relationship with Woodcroft. Right. And I think they obviously had that conversation before he was promoted and stuff like that. Right. So I don't know. Nobody in their wildest dreams could have predicted this type of season, but I think they knew what they had in Skinner before this all took place.
That's fair.
Jokes aside, Nick, when it comes Jack Campbell, do you imagine that he gets somewhere closer to his career average? I just can't imagine he sticks sub 900 forever.
So I was saying, are we calling it a newsroom out there? What do you guys call that? Playpen?
War room.
Yeah. The war room. So in the war room / green room / every room, phenomenal digs here, by the way, happy to be here. I mentioned that on my 4-hour flight in town, I was already working on my preseason rankings for fantasy hockey for next season. And I was sort of laughing where I had Jack Campbell. I think it was 87. I'm like, oh shit.
Amongst goalies?
Yeah. No. Overall. Yeah. It should have been amongst goalies, but I was high on the, I was high on the guy, you know, but Stuart Skinner was on my list too. It's just amazing the turnaround and the flow in that, you know?
Yeah. Cause you're right. Coming in, it was all right. He got $5 million. Yeah. All we've talked about for years in Edmonton is find someone who can be consistently 9:05 to 9:15. Just someone in that window.
Yep.
We don't need the 9:30 guy that, you know, we don't need Sorokin the way the Islanders need Sorokin or whatever. The Oilers just needed 9:05. And it was like, if Campbell gives him that, he's going to win 40 games this year, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it just didn't
work. I got long winded there, but in short, I will say that I do expect to bounce back next season. I was getting to my rankings. I have a theory that a lot of guys play better in the second year of their contracts anywhere.
Like, I did too,
if actually. You look at a lot of players who sign polarizing deals, perfect example, Johnny Gaudreau is a guy I'll jump on next year. You know, Jonathan Huberto is another guy I'm going to buy low on next year. More times than not, it seems to correlate that way. Obviously, there's rare exceptions, like Matthew Tkachuk's been Matthew Tkachuk this season, but it's actually one of the things I strategize for in fantasy hockey. So Jack Campbell is a guy I'll have at least on my radar because they need him to play. Like I was talking to this, my brother the other day, like what can they do with Jack Campbell? Like they're going to give him a look again next year. And I think if it goes south, then he's Anton Hudobin 2.0 and he's playing in the AHL, right?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they'll go get, sorry to catch you. I think they'll go get a real good number three this offseason.
That's what I'm, that's what I'm banking on the week too.
Who, Keith Kincaid? Like,
It is, but you're right though. And it speaks to Holland's summer. He has, he has work now that he's created for himself. Mm. So it's, I know it's great, a conversation.
Great guy. I love those conversations. Great guys in the room, the goalies, but they can't make a stop.
These are great guys. Makes a nice guac, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Really, really nice. Doesn't charge you extra.
The nicknames are just perfect synergy. It's good.
Yeah,
it's
Scoop
good.
And Stew. Come on. We had, I mean, buy a t-shirt, by the way.
It's a good shirt.
I want to hear from you. Owen Radio Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Can the Oilers catch the Vegas Golden Knights?
Or maybe the LA Kings.
Or maybe the LA Kings.
Or maybe both.
Or maybe both teams lose out and the Oilers just roll to a first place finish. Maybe. Maybe, Liam.
And maybe Calgary can make the playoffs.
Never. JB.
I got to give a shout out to our friends at Tourism Jasper. Spring. You want to do a little spring skiing? Of course you do. Head on out to the mountains. Liam, how much fun did you have in the mountains?
I had a lovely time, Bag Milk.
Of course you did.
The weather was perfect. Mm-hmm. I had some nice walks. Nice. Went skating at the JPL. And nice. I also went skating at where I stayed, which was Pyramid Lake.
We actually have sent four of our Germans off this morning. They rented a car and they're headed to Jasper themselves. So I'll let you know how that one went. They're just going to check out the scenery.
Just a day trip?
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Just going up for the day and then they'll be back tomorrow.
Hopefully
for the
party stays like it is because it's beautiful right now.
It is.
Like,
yeah.
A great day to be in Jasper today.
Alberta. It's your first time in Alberta. Boy, that rolled off the tongue. I'm sad that you don't have a day to go to Jasper because it's beautiful out there.
How far is that from here?
3 hours.
Not bad.
Yeah, you got an in and out trip.
Next time.
Next time.
Or it's in the city if you check the NHL's pamphlets from the bubble.
Yes. Yeah. The bubble videos.
Yes.
Jasper just beyond the river.
Glacial waters.
They would
just
never do that in the NHL. False advertising. No.
Tourism Jasper wants me to let you know, obviously, we're going to get drinking on the patio. The escape card is still available for half price lift tickets. Conditions are great. Spring skiing's where it's at. Just pop an Oilers jersey on. Get the slopes on. Good
that
look.
Is such a vibe, rocking a jersey when you go skiing.
Great look. Great look. If you want more details, go to jasper.travel. See what they got going on there. I encourage you to go to Jasper. I can't wait to go back. It has been a minute. All right, let's get to the big news that everybody wants to talk about. Liam checked something off his bucket list last night.
Yep.
Arguably the guy's biggest fan.
I don't know. I might have
biggest supporter.
I was just going to say, there is a German on our trip.
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't buy a game worn jersey.
That's exactly it.
You got to meet Devin Shore last night after the Oilers game.
I met Devin Score yesterday.
How was it? Because from my perspective, I saw the pictures of you, and I don't know if I've ever seen a happier individual.
It was an honor and a privilege.
Mm-hmm. How do you smell? Good?
I don't know. All my senses just disappeared for a second there. He looked great.
Of course.
Very good after the game.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. Just came up after the game to meet all the Germans, took pictures with everyone. I'm pretty sure he thought he was meeting one person and everybody else was there. So it was cool. I asked him why he changed his number. He said, because he was asked to.
He was told to.
Told to, essentially.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know.
Yeah.
You giving it up?
Should've changed to 41.
So to give you a little peek behind the curtain from our German friends did set this up.
Yep.
So yes, there is Lars Felker is the, is the big Devon Shore fan from Germany. He came here and he wanted to go to the Oilers store and get a Devon Shore jersey, but they could only do the screen pressing, and that's what he can get in Germany. So he wanted the stitched version. Well, they said, we have a game worn jersey here of his, slightly higher in price, what as you could imagine. Run, anyway? Devon's was $400. Yeah. And he's now looking at the Devon Shore worn game gloves as well as an option.
Hell yeah.
As well. So anyways, he reached out to Devon on Instagram, not thinking anything would happen. And Devon responded to him personally and said, yes, we will meet after the game. And he set it all up. So shout out to Devon and to our Germans for just not, there's no barriers with them. They want something, they go and get it, and they've got it.
The most amazing thing about the Germans being in town is that they have more access to the Oilers than we do.
They sure do.
Met Leon Draisaitl after the game on Tuesday. Devon Shore last night. Can't wait to see who they meet after San Jose on Monday. I imagine they're going to talk to Erik Karlsson about waiving a no trade clause or something. He's going to figure something out.
I asked if they got Gretzky coming down. That's what I was hoping for. So, hey, we'll see. We'll just never know. You just never know with our German friends.
What are you going to do with those photos of you and Devon Shore, Liam? What's
you've got to get one framed, bro.
I'll probably get one framed and put it in the studio at home. The hat, I don't know. I got a signed hat by Devon Shore as well.
So you should cool. Get it on a mug.
The
picture,
the hat,
the picture.
Yeah, the picture of you and Devon Shore on a mug.
That would be very fun. I do know someone who can get that done. So maybe, I mean, there's a lot of options. Maybe I'll put him next to the Queen and my Lego Banana Man on my shelf.
That shelf all of a sudden has become a power shelf.
Yeah, I mean, pretty cool. This Kennedy was showing me some videos and I didn't realize I was doing it at the time, but it was like video on me. And then I would like look up at it and be like, oh my God, did you see that? And it was pretty funny. When I shook his hand, I was like, I didn't want to like interfere too much because like these guys come from so far to see him and I can see him whenever I want, really. Not that close, well, but watch him. No. And so I was like stood behind and I went to shake his hand, but he missed me. But I like awkwardly pulled back and then he awkwardly went to reach in again. So I just grabbed his hand and shook it. And I was
we have video of that?
Yeah, do we have video of that?
There might be some context. We need to
do it. Yeah, I want to see. I want to see that.
It was pretty funny. And then, yeah, there you go. Devon Shore.
You were beaming.
I didn't
like,
know what
thrilled.
To do. I just thought it was funny. Like, how has it come this far? I just made up this little bit of Devon Shore. I do really like him. And now all of a sudden, the whole world collapsed on Twitter yesterday because I met him. Even my girlfriend was like, you've never looked at me that way before.
Nick, what do you think it is about glue guys? That just like, there's always something about glue guys that people just, you love them.
Yeah. It's like, even on my beer league team, I got guys like that. They're not necessarily like the best player, but like, they're just so beloved in the room and they always seem to score like that gritty, like determined goal that just puts them over the top in terms of lore. In the room, like Devon Shore is a guy who's like scrapped it out his entire career, right? Mm-hmm. Like wherever he's played, pops up. And I think he was on Columbus for like a couple, like he's been everywhere. Like he's one of those guys. Like, and there's a reason why teams continue grabbing this guy, if that makes sense. Cause you know, there's reputation, it goes a long way in this league and he can skate, right? It's a skaters league right now. So like, yeah, I've actually heard really good things about Devon Shore. I'm not just saying that because of this bit, but like I've heard he's salt of the earth and pretty much played out for you, Liam.
Our favorite Devon Shore memory, that clip of him after McDavid eliminated the Flames, jumping where he's jumping up and down in the tunnel. Unreal. That tells you all you need to know right there.
Well, my favorite Devon Shore memory was when Dan met him in Vegas and said, good luck. And he didn't play.
I ran into him.
Yeah. In the Bellagio hallway. And I said, good luck tonight. And then I realized that he was a healthy scratch.
But to Nick's point, yeah, he's 4 seasons in Dallas, 2 in Anaheim, 1 in 6 games in Columbus. Yeah. Then he's been in Edmonton ever since. So yeah.
How many NHL games has he played?
416.
That's impressive.
Well, and so it was just a couple of weeks ago that he had came up from his second call up in that stretch of a couple of call ups. He scored a goal in the game and then they did an interview with him in the intermission. And it was one of the most honest interviews I've ever heard where he was just like, cause it was Gene asked him something about the call up and going down and being sent up. And he said the players were joking with him, which is all fun and games. But for him, it's been really tough. And he just soaks up the moment that he gets in that time in the NHL. And so for me, watching that, having seen that interview, and then 2 weeks later, here's a guy coming out after a game where he didn't do much on the score sheet or anything like that. And there's 22 Germans and Liam standing there chanting his name as he walks up the stairs. You can't tell me that he doesn't now just have a little extra bounce in his step for those
Come
next
on,
games.
Why wouldn't he?
It's so wonderful.
The Germans met Ryan McLeod as we're recording.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Of course they did.
Where?
Of course they
Where
meet Ryan that? McLeod.
I think they're at a mall.
Jeez.
Man, the Germans are meeting every
day. Yeah, that's in a mall food court.
So you guys meet Devin Shore last night, but on Tuesday after the game against Ottawa, before that game, a handful of them had met Tim Stützle in Ford Hall.
In Ford Hall, yeah.
He did some autographs for them. He was very nice. And then after that game against the Sens, Leon Draisaitl came out and spent, I think they said about 15, 20 minutes just bullshitting with them. Like, that's super cool, by the way, of the Oilers to just give a little bit of time to those guys.
Also, probably is kind of neat from Leon's perspective too, to be speaking the native tongue again and all that.
I was 1000%. As a guy who was standing there, I listened to the whole thing. I didn't get a chance to actually meet Leon. But when he came out, you could just hear in his cadence, like he came out lighter and he came out with some kind of a joke that I didn't understand because it was in German and the entire crew was laughing their asses off right at the start. And it just felt like he was lighter than anything you see in any English interview ever. He just felt like he was happier.
Well, so Spectre wasn't there. That's why.
That's fair enough. He wasn't pissy.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Germans, but they're getting some work done.
Yeah,
they are.
Didn't they meet some players before yesterday's game?
Yep, they have discovered the magic sauce as to find the visiting home or the visiting team. So they did have a chance to meet Pavelski, Robertson, and there's another guy they didn't meet, Jamie Benn, though. They were hoping to meet him, but they didn't get a chance to.
Heiskanen?
Yeah, it might have been, yeah. And then they're going to do the same thing for the Sharks. They've already got it planned out. So
I'm guessing they're going to...
What's that?
Is there a German on the show?
Yes. Yeah, there is.
Marcel Gotch.
No, yeah, there is a couple. There is a couple that they're interested in. And they're also hoping to meet an Oil King tonight in Hofstetter.
Oh, yeah, they're going to the Oil King today. They got a big hockey week coming up,
man.
Yeah, if you're looking for a place to hang out tonight, the Oil King game might be the place to go because the Germans are going to be there.
They will make it a vibe.
Yes.
They will do it. They'll do that damnedest.
How was it watching the game with them last night, Liam?
It was cool. It was cool after the game. I've been to many European soccer matches before, and it kind of felt like that a little bit with like, it was making up these chants out of nothing, just walking around the concourse. It was pretty cool. And like a lot of people were just looking at them being like, what are you doing? Like people were like very confused by it, but yeah, it was,
that's one thing. Cool. Like we need to figure that out. Like sometimes it's just boring to sit there. I like watching people chant. I don't necessarily want to participate in them, but like, I like to watch it.
One thing that did
happen. How many cocktails I have, I suppose,
at the game last night. And I will say this because I will not stand for it in both ways. The wave began moments before the Dallas Stars scored a goal.
Stop it.
It is no coincidence that this continues to happen in Edmonton. We need to stop this.
I love the wave.
Three or more goals.
Keep the wave.
Keep the wave.
2-0. Ban the wave for life.
No. They were up. It makes sense forever.
You know what? They should have done a double wave after the Dallas Stars scored. Yeah, they were up
in the third period. You bring out that wave.
I'm charm out on the wave.
Nick, ruling?
I think it happens everywhere. I don't know. I just don't care.
Fair enough.
Touche.
Right, whatever.
Moving on.
I love the wave. Give me the wave.
Keep it up forever.
If you're listening to this right now, I'm very encouraged to see what kind of memeing we can do of Liam with his photos of he and Devin Shore.
Someone did one where they blurred out like Liam's crotch. It's so fucking funny.
If he loved it anymore, he'd rip a hole clean through his trousers.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Trying to find this German.
Changing gears while Liam's looking for that.
Oh, there it is.
Tomorrow, the Edmonton Oilers take on the Seattle Kraken. Did you find it?
No, that Luke Cunning isn't German.
Sturm.
Oh, Nico Sturm.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
He might not have been born in Germany.
Osberg.
Oh, really? He was.
There you go.
I was going to say his dad would have been in the show. He's related to Marco Sturm, right?
I thought they were separate.
Are they?
I thought it was a separate.
Well, never mind.
Sorry.
I'm going to look it up.
No, it might be for a side problem for me.
Yeah, never sound know effects.
Wow. A variety.
Oh, just wait till we get the hot and cold performers.
Changing gears a little bit. Connor McDavid picked up his 57th goal of the year last night against the Dallas Stars.
My bad.
Tomorrow.
Oh, fuck.
No relation.
No relation.
Okay, we can move on.
Dan did it.
We good?
Dan,
yeah,
was his dad
right.
Called.
Dan was right. What was his dad's name?
Yui Krupp.
What's Nico Sturm's dad's name?
Oh, it doesn't say. Oh.
It was Yui. First name Yui.
Tomorrow the Oilers play the Seattle Kraken. We've got the Oilers Nation 15th anniversary party happening. There's chatter in the office of a squad bet for our friends at Betway. Mm-hmm. Connor McDavid's got 57 now. needs three to get to 60. Mm-hmm. Squad bet?
I mean, may as well.
Just a little sprinkle.
Somebody has to. We got to manifest it one way or another. So is that coming? I think he'll get at least two tomorrow.
How many points does he have against the Kraken? Do you know this?
They're really defensive against the Oilers. Don't they usually play defensive?
The Oilers have gotten him good once. I'm going to pull up McDavid's career numbers.
Go ahead and try and remember off.
Three games against the Kraken this year. They've scored 14 goals in those. The one game they did lose, they blew a 2-0 lead because just fucking bad mistakes. PK sucked.
Classic PK.
Connor McDavid in his career has 5 goals and 7 assists in 6 games against the Seattle Kraken.
That's it?
With 5 of those goals coming at even strength.
How many of those were this year? Can you see?
This year, Connor McDavid against the Seattle Kraken has 3 goals and 4 assists in 7 games, or in 3 games.
Wow. Time to double that goal output tomorrow, no? Get to 60? Come on. Tyler, you betting on it?
I'm going to bet on
fair.
I'll buy a round of tequila shots.
We're going to manifest.
On McDavid time.
What do you expect from the Kraken tomorrow?
Hopefully not a lot. A bunch of second line players skating around and doing whatever they can. And it's probably some very poor goaltending.
6-3-1 their last 10. They beat the Sharks last night in overtime.
German goalie Grubauer.
Oh yeah, that's really German.
There you go. But they won't be able to meet him
for San Jose.
Unless they're flying out to
Seattle. Yeah, they won't be able to meet him outside the JW Marriott.
Who wants to go there?
I would
actually
be
while we're just
them.
Recording, they took a photo with Grubauer. What the hell is going on?
Big game, 4-point swing. Put a little distance between them and Seattle. That'd be nice. Even if it's just 3 points, I'm gonna take it.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be huge. I mean, it goes without saying right now, Seattle
can
still
wrap up the podcast.
Seattle can still catch you with their game in hand, right? So you want to get to a scenario where in the last 10 games of the year, you can kind of control your own fate in that matchup. So tomorrow's a big, big one.
And last thing we need during the Nation 15th anniversary party is a turd in the punch bowl. That is a loss.
Yeah, that would be quite the buzzkill if the Oilers don't play good tomorrow.
Good news is they've been better in road matinees than at home. They're on the road. You know?
I don't like the sounds of a matinee. We've texted before about this business every weekend. What's going on here, BM?
I don't understand why the NHL just wants the Oilers playing in daylight
hours. It makes no sense. Like, Connor McDavid is the best player on the planet. Why is he playing? It's usually 2 Eastern time, I guess, for us, or 4 Eastern time.
Yeah, before Eastern,
you guys. It makes no sense. Like, this guy should be prime time. Mm-hmm. Like, anyways, vent over.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're preaching to the choir here, right?
I do not understand it. Like, there's some things I do understand with the league. Some I don't. Like, Connor McDavid, I want, like, feature presentation when I can get him, you know? Yeah.
They want him on the TVs when the children's birthday parties are going on Saturdays. That's
bizarre.
That's what they're hoping for. They're trying to get the younger demographics.
The Oilers have had a ton of matinees. I think it's 14 this year.
Yeah, I'm looking.
And they always get dumped in those games too.
If I'm doing this off the dome, I think they're 3-4-1 on road matinees, but at home they get carved.
The splits are good.
Okay. I have it here on Hockey Reference. I'm just loosely looking at the numbers. They beat the Rangers earlier this season in a matinee.
In New York.
In New York. We did do a watch party for that one too. That was brunch for Ben. Mm-hmm. So they did get a win there. In the 12:30 starts this year, the Oilers are 1-2, losing to Columbus and Montreal, but beating Ottawa.
Just absolute marquee losses.
Columbus
there.
And Montreal. Good Lord.
In the 1 o'clock start against Colorado, they lost in OT. So that means they're 2-2-1. Oh, yeah. And in the 2 o'clock starts this year, they are also 1-3. So yeah, it hasn't been great, but you're right, on the road, much better because they beat Florida in a matinee on the road, got a point against Colorado, beat Ottawa, beat New York. So there you go. There's a very loose and rambly rundown of how the Oilers have done in matinees.
Preview of Oilers Nation every day for tomorrow. What's the keys to victory for you tomorrow, Tyler?
What is the keys? I'm going to say, and I think this was the key to victory last time they played the Kraken. Let the big dogs eat. This Kraken team does not have the high-end skill to keep up with you. They don't have a very good power play. There are going to be games kind of like last night where Janmark and Fogel getting the goals, and that's cool. You need that. You're going to need that down the stretch and into the playoffs. But for tomorrow, let's just let 97 and 29 take over this game and show the Seattle Kraken who's boss.
Let the boys cook. I'm just going to say capitalize off Seattle's poor goaltending.
I'm going to say don't like the costly errors. Like we all saw in Toronto, there was three of us in the building for that. Like the giveaways, simplify, dumb it down, play a simple game. A high end skill will take care of the rest. Dan,
start it early. For me, the matinee issue is these starts. The Oilers need to get out there early and then keep their foot on the throat the rest of the way.
Like the Nation Party, I'll be there at noon Eastern time, noon Mountain time. I'll be ready to go. Start on time. That's the biggest.
We're going to be ready to go.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Right away.
Puck Pull drop. It together.
Yeah.
I'll have a double Caesar the minute I walk in the door.
Who's going to make you that drink?
Tyler.
Not me. I don't know how to make one. You can have a rum and Coke.
That's fine.
Yeah. What's your like expert drink you can make me?
Rum and Coke.
Tyler's going to be a high.
Anybody walks up, I'm like an old fashioned rum and Coke it is.
Yeah, that's going to be my bit.
Go up to Tyler and ask for a Cosmo, you know, something delicious.
Ask for like
a rum and Coke,
a martini,
a daiquiri.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Rum and Coke in a different kind of fancy cup.
A nice mark, maybe?
A pina colada.
Ooh.
Rum and Coke with coconut.
I'm going to ask for one of those, like, you know, those big drinks they make in Vegas on the streets there?
Yeah. Yeah. I puked in the Bellagio fountain.
Of course you did. There's way too much alcohol in there, man.
It was the sugar.
It's like Freeport.
We'll cut out the middle, man. I'll pour right in your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
The most important question, are you Mr. Freeport or are you going like by the book?
Well, I got my pro serve, so I'm kind of...
He's regulated by the AGLC.
Liam's from Europe, and Europe, they do it right there. Okay. Free pour all day.
Yeah, well, I do it by the way the Alberta government tells me to do it.
Oh,
that explains a lot about you.
And if you have too much to drink, I'm not going to make the same mistakes the bouncer in the video did. I'm not going to tell you to drive home. It's not okay.
What are you expecting from the party tomorrow, Tyler? You've been to a handful of these.
Boy, I'm expecting us to have a good time from 12 until about 4:30 when the game's done. Be a really good time. And then I'm expecting a blur for the rest of the night.
Why?
Just a hunch. Mm-hmm. I also feel like at these things, I never get quite as dialed into the game as I usually do. So I want to try to set aside some time to really just hunker down in front of a TV and watch the hockey game. But
you don't ever do that on your own time.
Mm-mm, no.
This is your first, Liam. This is your first like big Nation Party.
Yeah, right? Like I went to game two against Calgary, the watch party.
Not the same vibe.
Not the same.
Hugged a random man I've never met.
That's nice.
After
that's friendship.
You might hug someone tomorrow.
Probably.
Maybe.
Someone might want to hug you.
I feel like it could. Hopefully it's Devin Shaw.
Mm.
And I don't know what to expect, but I know my girlfriend said, we'll be done by 5, right? And I said,
AM?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe is maybe the not. Right answer there.
So we'll see.
Nick, you kind of got your first taste of like a Nation event last weekend in Toronto. What are you expecting from the party for us tomorrow?
More of the same. Just starting on time. Maybe some nudity. Maybe some theatrics. Maybe an Oilers victory. You just never know.
Maybe some nudity. Could be. Never know.
Or not.
So me thinking back to last weekend to try to remember the nudity.
Dan, you got a lot of these under your belt. What are you expecting for tomorrow?
You know what? I'm kind of hoping and expecting a bit of a throwback vibe to when I first started at the Nation, where everybody is just going to be mingling and hanging out and having a great time together. The Nation personalities, we're all out in force for this party, and we're going to be doing stuff with you. We're going to have the shot luge. We're going to have maybe even some beerless beer pong going on at some point.
Oh.
We're going to try and have some fun with our fans. This is a party. It's a birthday party. We're celebrating, and we're so glad that we've been able to sell this out. There's going to be over 200 of us in there just hanging out and having a great time. So I'm really looking forward to it. And we got a ton of great prizing to give away too.
Lots of great prizing. Everybody that bought a ticket gets swag bag. Plus we raise some money for Free Play for Kids. What it's all about.
That's the big thing. Free Play for Kids. What a wonderful organization working out of this city.
I don't have a number of how many of these parties that I've attended now in my 10 years working here full time, but tomorrow's going to be a big one.
You got to be in the centuries by now.
I don't know. Like probably.
Yeah,
probably. But I can't wait to see everybody tomorrow. I can't wait that we're going back to the Pint. It felt right to do our 15th anniversary party at the Pint downtown. So it's going to be slammed in there. We're going to do a big day session. That's what I'm expecting. And it's going to be fun to see everybody interacting. I always like when people meet each other that they've never met on the internet before. So that's always
name cool tags. Well. We're going to have name tags, Bag Milk.
Yeah. So when you walk in, you'll be able to grab a name tag, put your Twitter handle on there, whatever you've got. We'll just meet each other.
Or everybody could put that they're Nick Alberga.
You good.
Just saying.
Good.
Why would anybody do that?
There's been a lot of bag milks at these parties. Sometimes I'd walk around and be
imposter.
Like, I'm like, wow, there's a lot of me in here. Suits me just fine. So can't wait to see everybody. Looking forward to it. Going to be a great, great day.
I think I'm going to pace myself.
Me too.
I want to make sure I'm around for the whole event.
You don't want to be the guy who's too out.
You think you're
going
to go really 6 to midnight between like in like 3-4 hours?
What? 6 to midnight?
It's
3 hours. That's 6 hours.
Uh-huh.
I am I'm on the setup.
You can Google that one on your own time.
6 to midnight. Hey. I'm on the setup committee, so I have to be there from 10 a.m. Until 5 p.m.
Yep, 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before we get back to the hockey talk, we should quickly step aside for an ad.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good ad.
Couple of things I wanted to touch on real quick from this week. Leon Draisaitl hit 100th point again for fourth time in 5 years. He would have done it in that other season, but it was shortened. It was the all Canadian division season. Nick, from an outsider, like outside perspective, what is Leon Draisaitl to like outside? Cause when people think of the Oilers, it's always McDavid.
Yeah.
He is so underappreciated, I feel, by anybody outside of this market.
Yeah, it's probably the word, because like I saw, I think it was NHL Network the other day said like who is the second best player in the NHL, and a lot of people put McKinnon or Matthews or somebody not named Draisaitl, and I still think it's Draisaitl, but I do think there's like Edmonton fatigue where McDavid has just been so exceptional that you sort of forget like Leon Draisaitl, his body of work, the seasons he's had, the numbers he's put up. It to me it's just incredible that they have not one but two players that like are putting up the points and they're able to drive their own lines, which I think is incredible too. So like, that's my lasting takeaways. Leon Draisaitl is like a top five player at the very least, very least, right, in this league.
Tyler, what do you make of it?
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. I kind of went on this rant a couple of weeks ago where like, we need to start giving him the same love, the same kind of power play love that we give Alex Ovechkin for a decade plus. Like, Leon Draisaitl has his office and he makes that shit work. And everyone knows it's coming. Everyone knows where 29 is and everyone knows where 97 wants to go with the puck. And yet they still find a way to make it work. And Cam Charron, who helps out at Daily Faceoff Live with some analytics, he actually said like the numbers on Washington's power play hasn't been good for a while. And he was like, the fact that Draisaitl is in his spot doing that thing and it's an elite power play, he said, yeah, he probably is the best power play producer in the NHL. And I feel like he just, yeah, you're right, doesn't get enough love for being an elite talent. I do think the Edmonton fatigue point is a good point, right? These talk shows and stuff, when people do it, when you talk about McDavid so much, you want to go somewhere else when being like, who's the second best player in the league? But I do think Leon Draisaitl would still be putting up these numbers away from Connor McDavid. I think if he was on another team, which I don't think he ever will be, but if he was away from McDavid, we're still talking about a superstar player.
I do find it interesting that people shit on him for scoring power play goals from the same spot, like you said, as if Ovi hasn't been doing it from the other side, almost the same position for his entire career.
Again, it's like a thing where people like shitting on Edmonton for stuff, but Stamkos does it. Everyone's like, wow, that is crazy. Ovi does it. And they're like, world class. Draisaitl does it from arguably a tougher spot.
It's like right on the goal.
That angle. He's got that big beaver flipper thing that they show up on the screen. He's got that. He's at such a tough angle for him to consistently finish those chances. Again, when the goalies know it's coming, it's unreal.
Did you see him last night try to bank one in off Ottinger's head?
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was going to do it again. That one that he did the other day, I was just like, he's doing it again. Dan, what do you make a Draisaitl hitting 100 for the fourth time in five seasons?
Well, I was lucky enough to be able to do it with all of our German travelers right there. And so it was extra special, I think, just to see it with them. But yeah, it's got to be a little frustrating just for him and just in general to have, that guy in front of you that just kind of takes those news clippings and it just makes it a little bit less of a story and it is what it is. But yeah, for us as Oilers fans, we just, you just got to love what you have in both guys and give them the adoration they deserve for it.
Another guy I want to touch on really quickly before we move on to Ask the Idiots is Warren Fogle. My guy is on fire. To quote NHL Sid, our boy, since January, the Oilers have two forwards in the top 10 for 5-on-5 goals per 60. One is Connor McDavid. That makes sense. He's on fire. He scored 57. The other?
Leon Draisaitl.
Fogle.
Oh.
Warren Fogle, Tyler.
Fogle. Man, that goal against Ottawa, when he picked up the puck behind the net, went end-to-end, cut through D-men, and then they scored right after. Like, that was... 37 looked like 97. I can see why Jack gets him confused sometimes.
Once a game, I do that where I think I look at it and I'm like, what is McDavid doing on that? Oh, it's Fogle. And then you go back and then he kind of goes back to it and you forget it.
Confused.
No, not once.
For Warren Fogle.
Perfect.
You're not watching close enough.
Apparently not.
But the first 18 months of this guy being an Oiler, how many times were there back-to-back games? And again, I'm doing this as a good kind of point about Fogle. I'm not doing this to shit on the guy.
Shit on him first and then we're going to put a little
in the first 18 months. How many times were there back-to-back games where you're like, man, Fogle's been good in two straight games? Didn't happen. Now Warren Fogle's been good in, I would say, 12 to 15 straight games. Mm-hmm. He's found this like level of consistency where even when he goes, and he did just go 10 games without a goal or something, it's still like he's hitting, he's getting apples, he's forcing turnovers, he's carrying the puck confidently. The turnaround in this guy's game has been remarkable, and they need it to keep going because if this guy can hum like this in the bottom six come playoff time, he's going to make them that much more dangerous.
Liam? Coach, scouting perspective on Warren Fogle, please.
I think he's just attacking with way more speed than he has before. And he's attacking like very directly. He's getting to the middle of the ice a lot more. And he's doing something that we haven't seen from him from probably any other forward outside of the top six in a while. I think he's taken Kyle Yamamoto's spot in the top six. I would give it to Fogle every day now.
Yeah. So when does this correlate from though? Right? I think it's all from the trade deadline. You got a kick in the ass. Yeah. His name was out there, right?
He got put on waivers.
Yeah. So like,
yeah, there was talk of him being put on waivers when Yamo was.
Yeah, exactly. Like I think whether players admit it or not, they read what's going on. A lot of them know what's going on. And that's the first thing I thought about when you posed the question is just like, I think he realized I better figure this out or I'm not going to be playing with McDavid or Draisaitl or any of these guys anymore in my life. Right. Yeah. So I think it was nice kicking in the ass.
12th goal last night. He's one off his career high that came in 2019-2020 with the Hurricanes. I didn't expect that I'm going to say 50% of the season. I actually thought Fogle was going to get traded.
You guys hated him.
I wasn't hating him. It was just like, you know what? He was just frustrating me because you can see a player there.
Yeah.
Like when he's playing on his game, he's big. He's got wheels. He's got hands. And you're just like, man, just you don't always have to score. Like, damn it, be effective. Like, get in the mix, cause some chaos.
Like there was that stretch earlier this year where he got healthy scratch for a couple, came back for, I think it was like three games, and it was like no shots, no hits.
Yeah.
And then he got healthy again. And it was like, dude, how much more of a wake-up call do you need? But like you said, Nick, ever since his name started getting seriously thrown around the trade conversation, he's picked it up.
Those are the guys you need in the playoffs, though, totally. Right? Like, I know you know, we'll get to the postseason. Everybody's going to talk about 97, 29, you know, Hyman, Nugent Hopkins. But like, I sometimes think you need that goal from like a full goal, like your bottom six, like Ryan McLeod, who's from nearby where I live. Like, you need those types of players to score monumental goals. It doesn't matter what your big boys do. And I look at Fogel, like I guarantee you, if Edmonton goes on a substantial run, he's going to score at least one big goal.
Yep.
Like that's fair to say, right?
100%. Yeah. And like last night's win, depth goals, really. Yeah. Two from Janmark.
It's the Janmark game.
The revenge. Janmark game. The Janmark revenge game. Mm-hmm. The Fogel gets one. Nice pass by Nugent Hopkins, by the way. Set him up with the tap in.
That was also a great pass by Bouchard to not just like throw it on net, but to have in that little split second, like pulls it back to shoot. Then is like, wait, there's a play here. Cause he totally sees that backdoor kind of bang, bang movement. And he starts it with the nice pass to Nuge.
Dan, wrap us up on McLovin.
Yeah. I think that once a game, I'm confused as to, is it McDavid? Is it Fogel? That moment makes you think that there is that player there, but Gord damn it, if it wasn't there for the first, you know, 80% of his contract. And yeah, it's just wonderful to see it now from a guy that, again, was a player that was on his way out the door somehow. And now he's made himself inexpendable. He can't be taken out of the lineup at this point.
Want to give some love to our friends at AMA Travel. If you got something coming up this summer and need a little help, reach out to AMA Travel. Tyler, you're going on a vacation. You've used AMA Travel to help you get it put together.
Yeah. And if me and you were talking about maybe going to see Drake in an out-of-town city, you know who we'd be using to book it.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Hotels, flights.
They got it all.
Got it all.
AMA Next year's Travel. Nation vacations are going to be lit as well.
Absolutely. I can't wait for the schedule to come out so that we can start planning the Nation vacations for next year.
When does it usually come out?
July?
Middle of July, yep.
Yeah. Like late July, yeah.
Something like that.
Or no, even maybe early July, like right after. I think it's right after free agency.
Ask the Idiots, boys. I got four questions for you today. Nick, for what Ask the Idiots is, people submit these. They slide on into my DMs. The boys haven't seen these questions. They just give their first take on it.
Congratulations on joining the Idiots.
Thank you.
Yes. Very important question to start, Dan. Soft shell or hard shell tacos?
Soft.
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 I like a hard shell taco.
You know what is fun though? Putting the hard shell inside the soft shell.
Oh, that's just a cheesy gordita crunch.
I know. I know.
The only reason why I don't like it, it's too messy. Like I like, it cracks and it's over. Yep. It's ball game over.
You know what I like to do? I'm legit. I'll put like an empty tortilla down and then I just let it fall. Bonus taco.
Smart.
You know what I've actually started doing as well is instead of the hard shell taco, like Doritos tacos from Taco Bell are legit. Yeah. So I just go and I just commit to the looseness. Just go taco salad. Throw all the ingredients into a bowl. I take like half a bag of Doritos, crush them up, throw them in there. Boom. Game over.
Taco in a bag.
Taco in a bag.
Nobody ever has a bad time with a taco in a bag.
Nope.
Doesn't happen.
I've never met anyone that's had a bad time with it.
Mm-hmm.
Good point, Lee.
Nick, do you think the draft lottery is rigged?
No.
Connor McDavid plays in Edmonton. It's not rigged.
Yeah. If I would tell you it's rigged if you ended up a Maple Leaf or something like that. There's no way. People are like Montreal Canadiens fans are still like a lot of, I'm from Quebec. So a lot of my family like think it's rigged all the time. It's like, they're like, did you see Batman's face when they got Slavkovsky or the first overall pick? I'm like, the NHL doesn't care about that shit, man. Like as much as we like to think they do, they don't.
Yeah, no. If they did, Arizona would have all the first round
exactly.
picks.
They would have someone.
They would have Crosby. They'd have everybody.
They would have had something because, and they have been given what, Shane Doan? And that's it.
Yeah.
From the draft.
And now so, Shane Doan's
Josh kid. Doan. Yeah. Sure, yeah. Is he going to play on the team while attending ASU? That's the question. Imagine. Good.
Quick walk.
Imagine.
Living on
campus. Just taking class during the day at ASU.
Liam, do you think the draft lottery is rigged?
No.
I don't either. And it's Tyler's point. Connor McDavid plays in Edmonton. That wasn't going to happen.
What's wrong with Edmonton?
We just won them all before, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually, you know what? It is rigged. Wherever Taylor Hall plays generally wins.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Like if Boston wins this year, I'm going to have a problem with it. Yeah.
Where's Adam Larson? No, I know where he is.
Seattle.
I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a question. You brought up Adam Larson. When the Oilers traded for Matthias Ekholm, I asked Tyler, I'm like, I've watched him play with Nashville a bunch, but what kind of player is he? Yeah. And what Tyler said to me is he's better Adam Larson. Do you buy that?
I do. And I think the one thing I think people don't realize, like he's really good offensively.
Mm-hmm. Way better than I expected.
He snaps the puck up. He's
like way better than I expected on the offensive side.
It feels like he's a guy that was stuck behind some
exactly
a higher talented offensive and guys and Yossi.
Yeah, exactly. And other guy like Ryan Ellis was there for a long time. I think that's when they made the trade, I'm like, this is actually good for like Evan Bouchard, right? Because he can just do his thing on the power play. You've started to see the production pick up too. And defensive, like he's just a good all-round defenseman. Like he's one of those typical guys who never gets like the credit he deserves. And again, I think Yossi's a big reason why.
This guy's a stud.
Yeah. I love him. Great beard.
Love. Both stud on the ice and in the sheets.
If he was on MILF Manor, how well would he do?
Or a clean house.
Yeah.
He'd be like that Spanish guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jose. Whatever that guy's name is. Jose. Yeah. Yeah.
Stud.
Yeah.
Stud.
Come on. Come on. Tyler, coming to you first.
Okay. Focus.
Putting your Oilers fandom to the side. Okay.
Can you do that?
To hold it?
Can McDavid already be considered in the top 10 greatest players of all time? I think it'd be pretty close.
Top 10.
Hang on. I think it would be close since I don't believe you can really compare players from other eras. So comparing McDavid to Lemieux or Gretzky just isn't fair based on the style of play, quality of opposition, equipment changes, etc. Just overall better players today. Can he be considered top 10 all time?
I think he's easily top 10 already. And he's probably like this year is going to be the greatest season outside of a Mario or Wayne season, right? Like production wise, all of it. And you got to consider the era. People will be like, oh, but the equipment and the training and meh, 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 meh. Don't care. The era, it's harder to score right now. And Connor McDavid is scoring at an unbelievable pace. If you want to rattle off the all-time greats, it's Gretzky, it's Lemieux, it's Gordie Howe, Sidney Crosby, Bobby Orr, and Connor McDavid's in that conversation already. Top six, top seven, whatever. All he needs is a ring.
And that's, sorry to interrupt, but what do those guys have?
Rings. And Connor needs a ring.
Not have.
But if we're talking greatest players, not guys who played on great teams, you got to remember, right? Like Wayne and Mario, okay, they got the rings. Sid got his rings. But like sometimes I feel like we get caught up in the ring conversation and forget like a lot of those all-time greats won it when there were six teams in the league, 12 teams in the league, 15 teams in the league. It was easier back then. No salary cap. Teams would load up. Like it's harder to win now than ever, which is part of what makes what Sidney Crosby and that Penguins team have done so impressive. But he's easily top 10. There's just no debate. Anyone who says he's not is just out to lunch.
Liam, McDavid, top 10?
He is top 10.
Dan?
I mean, the person actually like baked it into their answer that you can't compare these people between eras and stuff. And so for me, you're right, Nick.
Yeah.
When it comes to the totality of his career, the conversation has to include the Stanley Cup championships, but we're not there yet. So if you're just looking at him as a play-based thing, I think that you have to say he's in the top 10.
Look, just compare it to the NBA, the GO conversation, LeBron, MJ, it's all about the rings, right?
1,000%.
So like, well, obviously,
I think not for me.
No?
Nope.
It's got nothing to do with rings.
You're a Scottie Pippen guy, though.
MJ was in the vastly superior Space Jam.
I can concur with that.
Thank you.
The second one was dog shit.
Yep. Thank you. As you were, Nick. Please proceed.
No, I was just saying, like, that's... I guess I'll be devil's advocate because I love McDavid. Don't get me wrong. But I think rings has to be a part of the conversation. So for that matter, I will say no, he is not a top 10 player.
Connor McDavid is arguably one of the most advanced players to ever play the game. Needs the rings. But is he a top 10 individual player? Without question.
Yeah.
Without question.
Yeah. Hmm.
What are you humming?
Devin Shore is not on that list. Okay.
I just don't think it's fair. I understand the ring debate, but like what's one to zero? Like I obviously has one, but like
it's part of the formula though, you know?
Yeah, I suppose. But I don't think he's like the debate is like, is he the best? Cause I don't think that's even close right now just with the rings, but is he a top 10? Yeah, he's probably like 9 or 10.
But let me ask this: like, right. what makes these guys great is the ability to will their team to victory. Has McDavid done that yet?
Yeah, but like Sidney Crosby didn't win the Conn Smythe in all of his rings. In fact, you could probably make the argument that he didn't deserve any of his Conn Smythes. That they gave him a couple at the end because the writers were like, "Oh, Sid needs it." Like Kessel should have won that one year. He was that HBK line was sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, hockey's just not a sport like
it's
that.
Tougher.
Like I think it's different in the NBA when like there is a big game. LeBron plays 46 minutes.
But there's few players. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And in hockey, like best players, best D men are on the ice for half the game.
Yeah.
Best forwards are on the ice for way less than that.
Yeah.
For me too, it's the longevity, right? It's the it's the totality of Wayne Gretzky's career that makes him as great as he is.
Yep.
Mario Lemieux and him have that debate, but Mario was robbed of so much time on the ice. Yeah. And so then he slides down below Gretzky in that conversation. So you're right, just because we can't have the full conversation yet, but it's it for me. Yeah. He's still in that. He's going to be in that top 10.
We're spending a lot of time talking about like Ovi and that chase.
Yep.
The next big debate in the NHL will be, or the big like watch, McDavid 2K. Will he be the second player all time to hit 3,000 points? But like he probably will if he stays healthy.
Yeah.
What's he at right now?
He just hit 800, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy. Right,
right, right. Without two stoppages for Ovechkin, would he have 1,000 goals right now?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, right? Probably. The other thing though is without that lockout, do the rule changes not come
there's
in?
Lockouts, there's
so that's
and COVID shortened
and so
season.
That's where an Ovechkin and longevity of his career comes into it too, right? It's is he the greatest goal scorer of all times? Yes. He does have a ring.
One of the things is just like he's in the back half of his 30s now, and he's still filling the net.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not slowing down. It's wild.
You're right though, Dan, because he lost. It was a lockout and then a half season. So 1.5 lockouts for Ovi. That's huge. Again, those were in, that would have been his rookie year. And then once in his prime, that right there is probably 75 goals. So that would have put him at nearly 900 already.
COVID shortened season.
This COVID game feels insane. Have you guys heard about that?
No, what is it?
No.
So we had Devontae Smith-Pelly on the podcast, not to get off topic here, but There's this, I think Biz Nasty brought it up on Spit Chicklets like years ago. So before every game, he has chicken parm with spaghetti, I believe, and he crosses sauces. So he has three different sauces of like pasta sauce. Mm-hmm. Like how does your stomach like take that?
As an Italian, does that hurt you?
Yeah, it's sad. It's embarrassing, man.
What are the three sauces that he mixes?
I don't even know, bro.
He's got an Alfredo in there somehow.
That's got me.
Alfredo's in there, yeah.
Like Alfredo, a marinara, and a pesto. Piatta,
like, there's got to be a spice one in there, too. But I just don't know how that's possible. But then again, the guy's the greatest goal scorer of all time. He won't open up another conversation. Where's Gretzky on that one?
There you go. The nutrition conversation.
Yep.
Because Bedard doesn't eat fast food, hasn't eaten fast food.
I don't buy that shit.
I don't buy it either. Like, you're telling me
bullshit.
You played fucking hockey your whole life and you've never had Subway.
Or stopped at McDonald's for 10 like nuggies on the way home.
And if that is
like,
true, his parents should be put in jail for depriving their child of fast food. If
100%.
No Happy Meals.
It's freshy every day, Tyler. That's
like
it.
When your kid's 8, you're like, no, Connor, we're not going out for Subway because you're going to the NHL one day. And what, take them home?
There's just no chance.
There's no way. I don't buy that for a second. Oh.
So do you guys believe the Nathan MacKinnon stuff then? Where he's just a...
I believe it.
Psychopath? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like that.
The nutrition conversation coming out of the NHL right now is fascinating. Like, you got the Slater Cuckoo's angle honesty there.
That's the thing about like the GOAT conversation. It's so tough to compare. Like, guys are hacking darts after games back then. Now they're taking like protein shakes, they're riding the bike. Like, it's so different, right?
Mm-hmm. Guys that don't drink anything other than a vodka soda when they go out. It's like, oh, gotta keep it tight.
It's vodka water for these guys, man. Water, splash of Mio. You know, like it's different. Yeah, it's very good. Actually, very underrated.
That sounds lovely. Actually, yeah.
I was at a wedding this summer. Somebody busted out Mio. I'm like, vodka waters rest of the night.
100%. Keep it tight. Stay hydrated the next day.
It was good.
Yeah. I might do that tomorrow.
All right.
I'll go buy Mios for the boys. We'll just have a mixed bag.
Squirt them right in.
Get a variety.
Can Ty serve that or no? Does that come with rum and cokes or no?
I'll look up it in my handbook.
Last question, ask the idiots. Dan, I'm starting with you because you've been the most nation parties other than me. Which nation staffer's wearing the crown tomorrow?
Oh, there is so many newbies for tomorrow's party.
So for all of you, what wearing the crown means is who will be the drunkest man alive.
Oh,
I'm going to go with Aaron. Aaron, producer Aaron is
it's my goat talk right there.
He's a good kid. He's got great heart, but I feel like he might get into it a little harder than
he goes pedal to the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched him party in Vegas. He's going pedal to the floor. So, I like that pick.
No, that's a great, great pick. And funny you bring up Aaron. So I gave him one of those t-shirts. I made someone make a trade and he sent me like a selfie in the mirror. Like that just shows you like he is jacked up. He's amped
up. He's ready to go.
He's ready to go. Yeah.
Liam, who's your vote? Which nation staffer will be wearing the crown?
Wearing the crown. I do like the Aaron one. Gavin came to mind, but I feel like Gavin,
he can keep it on the rails.
He's trying to get a job here still.
Yeah, he's like on his ELC. He's trying to extend.
You don't throw a pizza up the middle when you're on a PTO. You keep it simple.
I'm going with Waz.
Waz is a decent pick.
Waz is
a wild card.
I just remember him from other events like the game two one I went to and Lose Yourself was playing by Eminem.
Oh, yeah, and he was rapping. I know you put it on Instagram.
Yes.
Good tune.
And I saved it on my
underrated
phone.
Tune.
And it was awesome. I
was also a big Eminem guy.
I had that huge memory Eminem wiped guy. From my head until you just brought it back.
I'll never forget. So Michael Focus to watch.
Tyler, which Nation Stabber's wearing the crown?
I don't know how I can't pick Waz. Sorry, buddy. It's going to be Waz. And trust me, there are going to be people there who are like, Waz, TikTok, let's have a shot. And he won't say no.
Yeah.
So like Waz, Sunday's a write-off for Waz. don't bring it up, please. I can't watch the video.
Nick, do you have a vote on which Nation staffer you believe will wear the crown?
Yeah, I think, I guess he's technically not a like staffer. Jay Rosehill, I think, is a guy to keep an eye on. Ooh. But my pick is in this room. I hung out with him last weekend. Tyler Yaremchuk, I think, is a wild card. He had the blink ring eye last weekend. Like, shit was going down, man. We had about 8,000 drinks together. So we put him and I together. It could be troublesome.
I'm actually voting for myself.
Okay.
Based on my DMs, there's a lot of people coming, be like, Beg Milk, let's do a shot. Beg Milk, let's have a drink. Beg Milk, let's do a shot. So I'm like, oh boy. So my vote is actually for me. Or Tyler. Actually, I like Tyler as
the most arrogant thing I've ever heard in my life.
I feel like my parents are there. Girlfriend's coming. Like, I'll probably keep it.
As if that's going to stop you from doing anything.
That's a good point.
This is a monumentous occasion. Maybe Nose Nation staffer wears the crown. Maybe.
It's soft. We need somebody to do it.
I'm excited to hang out with Rosie.
Nick, you volunteer in his tribute?
I'll step off.
Or like an outside, like there's somebody like... You got an outside chance, Dan? Like maybe a Kennedy. I'm looking at her right now through the door.
But she's going to be documented.
Maddie, maybe.
Maddie might be a wild card for sure.
Because
Spencer.
Spencer could. You don't know who Spencer is.
I think Aaron's the guy here. Like,
Aaron's a great pick.
Have
him
back
really
on if this happens. That's an excellent pick. I don't know. He's been talking about this for like months, man. Yeah. Like, I'll just get a bomb from him like every now and again. Like, hey, you come in Edmonton. I was like, yeah, I wouldn't miss this for the world. So I think he's going to be on his best, worst behavior tomorrow. Not to mention, we are going out tonight, I think, Aaron and I. So we're going to get a bit of a lather on to start, you know?
I love it.
Remember, boys, party starts early tomorrow.
Yeah. Pace yourself, hydrate today.
It's true.
Put a base layer down. Maybe pop in a little noodle. Yeah, Liam, nice butter chicken mac and cheese for you.
Some green onion cake and a Nation sticker.
That's the base layer you need. Grab your Nation stickers at the Edmonton locations as well. Let's wrap up the podcast, Tyler, with our hot and cold performers. Ooh. We start off with our veggies every week.
Saturday, Betway has it at -1,000. I'm crushing frozen veggies when I get home.
Have you heard this?
No.
It's on site.
When Tyler's hammered,
okay,
he goes home and the thing he makes himself when he gets home to eat when he's hammered is frozen veggies.
I'm not shocked at all. Like in his veins, eh? I get pizza, this guy gets veggies.
Oh, Nick, it's so good, man.
A little garlic, salt and pepper, butter. I did it one day when I was hammered.
What's the game? Like, what's the move here? Like, how do you, like, what does he do?
So like,
break it down.
I'm out. I'm having a good time. Yeah. Had a little bit to drink. I get home. I'm like, shit, I'm hungry. Can't go to sleep on an empty stomach.
Okay.
So frying pan on the stove.
Okay.
Dump a bag of frozen veggies on there. Bunch of butter. Let it cook.
Butter on that.
Yeah. Okay. And it's just a buttery, salty mess. It's not good for you. It defeats it. But the veggies, they're juicy and...
It's like same as like making a stir fry then.
Right? Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Without it's like a stir fry with no protein or anything but the veggies.
So yeah, you're fucked. Yeah. Can we say that on this?
Yes, you may. Dan, we start off with our veggies. Let's look at the past 7 days of your life and pick a cold performer of the week. Daniel, what do you got?
This one's going to be easy and it's going to come from hockeyfights.com, Dan. It's going to the referees who just keep absolutely robbing us of goalie fights. It started with Phoenix Copley and John Gibson a couple weeks ago, and now it's come to a head with Marc-Andre Fleury and Jordan Binnington, who definitely each wanted to fight each other, but weren't allowed to. So for the NHL referees and officials, I don't know who's telling you to stop this, but I'm telling you to stop stopping it. You're my cold performer of the week.
It's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it.
Liam, you're a cold performer of the week.
I have a double whammy.
Okay.
My cold performer of the week goes to me and the hangover I had last Saturday, which then led to me missing somebody drive through a wall at the Sherwood Park Arena. So double whammy on that one.
Tyler, your cold performer of the week.
I was going to go with the no Flurry Binnington fight, but I'm actually going to give it to Frank Saravalli, who teased us. He was like, I might come for the party, might come for the party. Then he didn't come for the party, Frank. What the hell? I know air travel's a bitch. Don't care. You should have came. Frank Saravalli, cold performer.
You're as cold as ice.
Nick Alberga, your cold performer of the week.
I'll go with Ottawa / the refs, Matt Sogard. What the fuck was that? Did you guys watch that?
That was crazy.
That was pretty funny.
And then the worst is my boy Mark Mosier, the most annoying play-by-play guy in the league. I love Mosier, by the way, if he's listening to this podcast.
Probably is.
But 100%. He erupted. He went off like the ugliest goal of all time where they called off an icing. Then like Ottawa was just Ottawa. And then I think Comfort put it in the net. It was like the ugliest piece of shit goal I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I'm upset.
Why didn't they just blow that dead though?
If you're Sogard,
he shouldn't have lifted it up. But
controller
like,
disconnected in NHL, you know,
or like pick up the puck and be like, "What the hell?" Yeah,
It was just a weird play all around.
My cold form of the week is I'm just tagging on what Dan said. Binnington needs to get his face filled. Like the fact that he's pumping up the crowd after the refs bailed him out from getting tuned up by Marc-Andre Fleury. It's embarrassing. You're embarrassing to me. And I really wanted Fleury to fucking fill you in. And the fact that it didn't happen really upset me.
Are you thrilled? I'm not.
Can we talk about how good, and actually maybe I'll quickly play it into my mic, the Fleury mic'd up.
Oh, it's great.
Like, shout out to the Minnesota Wild team.
Yeah, the Minnesota Wild put that out on their Twitter account. It was super, super good.
Yeah. It feels like.
We can give it a quick little listen here. I love that. It'll be fun, though. Yes, Marc-Andre, it would have been fun.
He like literally sold the referees on the fans enjoying it and wanting it. Like, and that Binnington's been asking for it.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like the goalie union has a group chat without Binnington in it. And going forward, it's like, if he does anything, we don't care who you are. You're going down there and beating the wheels off this kid.
The Lord's work, I like to call that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do
it. Yes, please.
Somebody's got to do
it. For the life of me, do it.
And I wish I could remember the Minnesota Wild player's name that scored and then like to hype up the crowd.
Hartman. Olenowski.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Goligoski?
Goligoski, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Flipping the ledger, let's finish off the podcast with some positive news. I'm going first because I'm selfish. My boy, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, is having a baby Nugent-Hopkins. He's scoring on the ice and off the ice. Hell of a year, the new of Nuge.
The big guy is smoking hot.
Bebe Nuge.
Ooh, daddy.
Daddy indeed. Mm-hmm. Tyler Hamchunk, your hot performer of the week.
BM, I think you got the name for this one, but we got some new 3D printed logos for our studios for a bunch of our shows, and they are wicked cool. We got some Oilers Nation logos that you'll be seeing popping up in our video content. Owen every day got some bagged milk, got a jug for his bag of milk.
Hold that up for me. Do me a favor. Put it on camera.
What does that cost if I want to buy one of those? That's sick.
I think I got two for $100. Not crazy, but they're 3D printed. They look super good. That's one for better late than never that Tyler's holding up there.
That's incredible. If you get married one day, do you guys give like bomboniers out? I know Italians do it. Like that should be your bombonier that you give out to your guests.
Yeah, I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
Shout out to Greg. Greg is who made us those. He did a great job. Really, really great job. It's getting hot in here. He's multi-talented. Greg the Egg McKeg. Liam, your hot performer of the week.
My hot performer of the week goes to Devin Skoal for making my dreams come true.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
It would have been good if you had a Hall & Oates button right there.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that. I do not want to hear that song.
That's fair.
You guys heard it 7 times last week.
You know what the worst part is? Like, I really like that jam.
Yeah,
like
it's over now, though.
If I was at a wedding and that comes on, I'm boogieing, I'm hitting the floor.
Dude, that's probably the best debate we've had on Leafs Morning Take this season. I think I posed it in like a YouTube question. was like, is it time to change the goal song? It is. Like, Brendan Shanahan is the one who implemented that goal song. Nobody on that team, maybe with exception of Mark Giordano, was alive when that song came out.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me. They all listen to like rap.
Yeah.
So that's why this team never wins in the Stanley
Cup. What's the best goal song?
Best goal song?
Chelsea Dagger.
I like the Canucks one quite a bit. I know that's old school too.
What is that?
Don't you forget about me
Breakfast Club.
Yeah. But it's like a remix one. I like the Preds one.
What are they?
Country music one. Shit. Preds goal song.
I like, who is it? Philly that has, let me clear my throat.
I'd love to get your opinions on this. Cause I do think we're trying to get more progressive and we're trying to modernize this game. I love the idea of like a personalized goal song.
Me too.
See, you know what? Like it.
I love it. Why?
It's 2023.
Because if Devin Shore scores a goal and his goal song comes on, the place goes nuts.
Yeah. It's like Baja Man.
It's like WWE entrance music.
Yeah. It's sick.
Yeah.
My favorite parts about the goal songs, or my favorite goal songs, are the ones where the crowd can chant along with it. Like, I like the Oilers ones. Oh, and you can get the crowd into it. That's what it's all about.
But everybody's
and when
trying
you
to
score, it's a team. It's a team sport, damn it.
You're a baseball guy, though. I'm surprised by this for you.
You're why the NHL will never advance.
To me, it's like everybody's trying to find their own Chelsea Dagger because it just works so well in Chicago.
There's only one. Only one.
Where was I at? I don't remember now.
I did mine.
3D printed.
Nation Dan. Your hot performer of the week.
My hot performer of the week is going to go out to the Germans, first of all, the 22 Germans that are visiting, but also, and I'll do it again for them next week, but is these Edmontonians that the Germans are coming into contact with.
Yeah.
You guys are all wonderful human beings.
Yeah,
thank you really well. So much for anybody that listens to this, that has reached out to the Germans, has made them feel like they're at home here. It's amazing to hear. I get to talk to these guys every day, guys and gals every day, and they just tell me how much they love Edmonton, and it's because of you guys that are hearing this, that are reaching out to them and making them feel like they're at home. So Edmonton, you get my hot performer of the week.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Nick Alberger, wrap us up. Your hot performer of the week.
I'll keep it local. Connor McDavid, but Connor McDavid at the Junos. Ooh. Could you believe this guy can read off a prompter the way he did? Like, it's better than me. I was like, where did this come from? This guy's got no personality. Then he's at the Junos and he nailed the line. So I was impressed.
This is why I'm hot. I'm hot because I'm fly. You ain't because you not.
Couple nice backhanded compliments in there, but all right.
Yes. Should have been a Leaf.
We almost made it all the way through without it. We almost made it all the way through.
We'll cut that.
Yeah, we'll just cut that. We'll let it out in post. For our friends at Tourism Jasper, AMA Travel, and Betway, and Oodle Noodle, thank you for being here for Oilers Nation Radio. It was another great episode. Nick, thanks for just stopping in with us for today.
My pleasure, gentlemen.
Can't wait to see everybody at the party. If you're listening to this after the party on Saturday, hit us up on ON Radio Podcast.
Pray for us.
Who did you think wore the crown? I like that when we get out of context answers days later, you know?
It's hilarious.
I like it. Who wore the crown? That's what I want to hear from you. That wraps up Oilers Nation 56,000. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.